Since its founding, Valdez has been a port city on Prince William Sound. Ocean shipping and travel experiences throughout our history have run from uneventful to delightful to frightening. This month, we share with you some interesting stories and facts about our community's maritime history.
Containers, or Connexes, have been the topic of discussion recently in Valdez. But did you know they have a pivotal role in the history of shipping worldwide, and specifically in Alaska? For centuries, goods were transported in irregularly shaped loads of boxes, barrels, and bales. Stevedores and freightmen had to wrestle with awkward loads as they moved them between ships, trains, and trucks. These loads ended up sitting around warehouses for days while they were being loaded onto the next vehicle, making them susceptible to theft and damage. It was also very labor-intensive. In Alaska, after World War II, shipping costs skyrocketed for many reasons. Labor wages were high, distances between ports were long, and ships were near empty going south. Shippers realized they needed to do something about the cost in order to maintain their business in Alaska. In 1949, the Alaska Steamship Company opened a research department to look into reducing shipping costs to Alaska. In 1951, they launched a container experiment. In partnership with the trucking company, they shipped containers to Valdez, transferred them to trailers, and trucked them over the Richardson Highway. The first containers were simple 4x4 wooden pallets with wood slat sides and plywood tops. This experiment eventually failed, in part because of the difficulty of moving containers and the steamship to the trucks. Alaska Freight Lines picked up the route and the used containers and began using barges instead of steamships. In 1956, 20-foot containers, very similar to the ones used today, made their debut from Seattle to Seward. In the late 1950s, containers began showing up in cities all over Alaska. Shippers liked the extra security, speed, and freedom from damage, and they seemed to help keep labor costs in check. In 1957, containers were actually the topic of discussion in Washington, D.C. congressional hearings, where Alaska shippers were noted as leaders in the industry because of their cutting-edge use of containers. The information for this historic moment is from Cargoes North, an article by historian Frank Norris that appeared in the spring 1992 edition of Alaska History.
To learn more about Valdez's rich history, visit the Valdez Museum and the Valdez Museum Annex, open daily all summer.